That brings me to the point here as we finish that for a long time you didn't speak out, but in 1978 you spoke for the first time to a classroom of students here in Tulsa. So you've been speaking out and you've been going to schools and speak out today here on this website, voicesofoklahoma.com. Tell us why you continue to speak out.
This is an obligation for me. For many years, I and others did not speak about this horrendous past, about the Shoah. We didn't speak, no one asked. And historians tell us that it takes about 50 years before something does become part of history. Who would have believed us then, our bizarre stories? Nobody would. And we wanted to go on, most of us, with our lives. We didn't talk, not amongst ourselves either. When I went to school in Germany in the late 40s, this wasn't mentioned. But the same here. My two children attended Tulsa public schools. It wasn't talked about. It just didn't exist. And I think for a number of reasons, it was too bizarre to believe, and our wounds were too raw to talk about it. Now there is an urgency of time, and I must tell you that this is what I am committed to and have been gradually since 1978 when a teacher called me and wanted me to speak to his school. He's a history buff, and he taught about World War II and about the Holocaust, and that was the start. And then, even though it is not mandated in Oklahoma, I am committed to telling the story to young people to impress upon them how we are capable of doing these incredible atrocities towards other human beings and hoping against hope. As we speak, there is Darfur and other areas where crimes are committed. But hopefully, young people will learn from our experience to speak up early on, to care about the other person, to become what my tradition teaches me human beings should be. We are all God's children, all on this little planet together, and if we are to survive as a species, we must learn not only to tolerate, but respect one another. I hope that our information, our testimony will in some way lead to making that reality.
It'd be fair to say that what you're doing here, because anti-Semitism still exists, that didn't go away in the 40s. It still exists here in 2010. That what you're doing and others like you are merely trying to keep it stomped down by talking about these atrocities and what we are capable of, so that the world is aware that even though this, should I say, flame of anti-Semitism is still burning,
mm-hmm. Well
that
said.
We shall never, ever let it become a major flame. And that's why you're doing this.
Absolutely. You said it very, very well. And it is part of my tradition. As we do each year during Passover, we remember when we were slaves in Egypt. It is our responsibility to remember our past and teach others that freedom is something that we all must work towards for ourselves and for every oppressed person anywhere.